Morning.
Morning.
Let's open God's Word together and turn to Psalm 119. Last time I preached in chapel, we looked at one verse of Psalm 119, and I had so much fun doing it, we're going to do that again. 119. Our focus will be on verse 9 of Psalm 119, but we'll read verses 9 through 16 to start. 119 verses 9 through 16. Hear the word of God. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you, but let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. There is a doctrine that looms large in these verses, and that is the sinful nature of man. You see that in verse 9, the assumption that the way of the young man needs to be cleansed. Verse 10 talks about our tendency to wander from God's commandments. And verse 11, I think, highlights our proclivity to sin against the Lord. So these verses highlight a problem, and that is the doctrine of the sinful nature of man. And it gives us a doctrine of human nature. But also it highlights, in the psalmist's words, a very personal and a very intimate struggle that each believer has, and that is the struggle to grow in holiness, to grow in Christ's likeness. So the psalmist here is speaking as a believer, struggling to be sanctified. He's struggling against those besetting sins in his life. And as such, he gives us some very powerful and very comforting direction for those of us who find ourselves in the same struggle on the pathway of faith. We too are called to grow in holiness and to grow in obedience to our Lord and Savior. And the psalmist here points us to the Word of God. The Word of God as powerful, something that gives us strength and grace in the life of faith and gives us assurance as we face sin and temptation in our lives. He points us to the Word of God if we want to grow in obedience and if we want to grow in Christ's likeness. Now, I'd like to focus our attention in the brief time that we have this morning on verse 9 in particular, because it contains a very specific question. And the question is, how can a young man cleanse his way? It doesn't say, how can a man cleanse his way? It could have said that. How can a young man cleanse his way? The assumption here is that a young man faces particular spiritual challenges on the pathway of faith, at least to the point that the psalmist felt the need to single out young men. So the question is, what is that challenge in view, and why does he single out young men in this particular admonition? Well, let me this morning offer a few different perspectives on this question. Perhaps it was the fact that oftentimes when people are young, sometimes there's a tendency to spiritual apathy, to think that, well, I'm young and life is long and I have so much time ahead of me, right, to pursue spiritual matters and the things of faith. Now, that's not always true, obviously, and there are some wonderful examples to the contrary of young people with great faith. But I think it is sometimes true that younger people can become absorbed with planning their future or fitting in with their peers or finding their spouse or some such thing as that, so that the spiritual concerns of faith sometimes can be put off in the midst of those kinds of concerns and distractions of life. And so this passage specifically exhorts young people to come to Christ and to take heed to God's word while they are young, and to build those spiritual habits while they are young of going to God's word and taking heed to God's word early in life without delay, without putting it off. Now, why is that so urgent to a young man? Well, it's urgent because it's foolish to think otherwise. It's foolish to think that you will have so much time later in life to deal with spiritual matters and to come to faith. But You and I both know there's no guarantee of that. Right? We cannot boast or presume about tomorrow. And if you do come to faith only later in life and only later as an older man take heed to God's word, then it will only be a sorrow to you that you did not walk with Christ in your younger years. Augustine, the great church father, came to faith later in life, after a misspent youth following his own lusts. And in his book, Confessions, he pens one of the saddest prayers you'll ever read. He said to Christ, "Too late have I loved you. Too late have I loved you." You do not want to look back on your younger years with that kind of regret. Psalm 119 says that a young person has great need to draw near to Christ, cleanse his way by taking heed to God's word now, early in life. Now, the psalmist may also have other things in view when he singles out the young man in this passage and the young man's need to cleanse his way. He may have in mind the particular temptations of youth, and even more particularly the temptations that young men tend to face in their youth. And in this regard, we might first associate the temptations of youth perhaps with the sins of lust or sexual temptations in life. Human nature was not much different in the psalmist's day than it is in our day. And so I think it's quite likely that the psalmist has these particular kinds of temptations in mind, the temptations of lust. Now, this is, in fact, a great area of struggle for many young believers, and it is very likely a struggle for some of you who are here today. In fact, this struggle can be overwhelming to a young man. That is, the temptation to lustful thoughts and sexual sins, and the inevitable guilt that a believer will feel because of it. If you know that struggle, as you listen to my voice today, there is precious comfort and direction for you in this one little verse. First of all, we should remember that the Lord never abandons us to our temptations. When we pray sincerely, "Lead us not into temptation," we must trust also that the Lord is good and gracious enough to not lead us into our own temptations, but rather to lead us closer to Him and lead us in paths of obedience. Secondly, we really need to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, as a true man living in this world, faced every temptation that we face, and yet without sin. And so He is a sympathetic Savior. He understands those struggles, those temptations, as a true man, never having given into them, never having sinned. And yet He understands what that struggle is all about. And so He is a sympathetic shepherd, right? He stands ready to give help in time of need, knowing what those struggles are like. And finally, this verse directs the young man's attention to God's word. The promises and commandments of God's word are a very strong defense that fortify our minds and comfort our hearts whenever we are facing temptations. The command is, by taking heed according to God's word, the young man must take heed to God's word. That is to say, there must be care and diligence and commitment in being in God's word and ingesting it, if you will, and letting it soak into us and adhere to our hearts and minds. And when we do that, when we dwell upon God's word and we lay it up in our hearts, then our minds will be occupied with what is good and true and noble and lovely, the very things that we are supposed to dwell upon, instead of dwelling upon our own imaginations and temptations. And by God's grace, by doing that, by being so infused with God's word, you will find that those common temptations will be, by His grace, more and more displaced in your mind as they are edged out by the Word of God. So, if you are this young man who needs to cleanse his way, you have to know that there is but one real solution. Right? There's not some silver bullet or 12-step program or there is one real solution, and here it is, put as simply as possible in Psalm 119, verse 9. Take heed according to God's word. With all of your heart, turn your attention to God's word, lay a hold of his commands and his promises with all of your might, and you will find his strength to be sufficient for you in the midst of those temptations and trials. Now, I'd like to explore with you one other pathway concerning what the psalmist might have in mind when he focuses on the young man and the young man's need to cleanse his way. The Apostle Paul actually had a very similar exhortation for Timothy, who was a young man and a young pastor. So let me take you very briefly to that passage in 2 Timothy 2, verses 22 through 25. And you can turn there, of course, and the Bible's there in front of you, or simply listen as I read. 2 Timothy 2, 22 through 25. The apostle writes, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must be patient, not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth." Now, by the logic of Paul's argument, we can deduce what he means by youthful lusts. And it's not sexual temptation. It's not sexual sin that he's talking about here. First of all, he said, avoid youthful lusts. And then he says, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. And then he says, be gentle, be patient, be humble. So the youthful lust that Paul has in view seems to be a reference to the foolish and ignorant disputes that he says to avoid. The youthful lusts are the opposite of the patience and gentleness that he commands this young man, Timothy, to have. You see, in Paul's view in this passage, youthful lusts is a synonym for being contentious, impatient, prideful, and combative. And this was his concern for this young man, this young pastor named Timothy, that he not succumb to these youthful temptations. Now, of course, you and I know that a person can be contentious at any age, right? It's not an age-specific sin. And yet, there's a reason why Paul calls these youthful lusts. There's a reason why he calls them that. And I suppose it's true that young men, speaking very generally, young men may face the temptation to be less patient and maybe a little more prideful. In any case, this was Paul's concern for Timothy, who was young in years and young in the pastorate. And I would say in my own admittedly limited experience in seeing young men train for the ministry, I think I have seen over the years that this can be a temptation. Young men come to seminary and learn a lot of theology. They get grounded in what they believe, which is good, and in some ways very fixated against what they don't believe. And that's a good thing in many ways, of course. But I think it does lead some into the temptation of pride and contentiousness. And perhaps we are more guilty of that than any in the Reformed world. We have a very, you know, specific set of beliefs, and we stand ready to defend them. But the temptation of pride and contentiousness can also come along with that. I think this is what Paul is referring to when he talks about youthful lusts, being ungracious in our convictions. Now, standing for the truth is a good thing, and we're called to do it, and we will have to do it in this world, but never at the expense of patience and brotherly love. And this is something for young men to remember, especially young men to remember. If you would flee youthful lusts, then avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. That's what Paul says to Timothy. And at the same time, if you want to show yourself mature in the faith and mature in your ministry, then, Paul says, be gentle to all. Now, I don't know if Psalm 119, verse 9, has all of that in view, right, when it talks about the need for a young man to cleanse his way. But it certainly holds the solution to these kinds of youthful lusts. And the solution, once again, is take heed according to God's word. Again, the solution is to saturate ourselves in God's word. And with God's word within us, that will foster within us that spirit of gentleness and that spirit of patience that Paul commends to Timothy. If you think about it, it's hard, very hard, to be deeply and faithfully and consistently in God's word, but then at the same time turn around and be contentious with your brother. It's hard to do that. Right? The word of God is a defense against that. And again, it fosters within us that kind of understanding by which we will deal patiently and graciously with others. And oppositely, I suspect that those who are known to be prideful and contentious really don't spend a whole lot of time in God's word. But in conclusion, there's a lot we can take away from this one verse, and I think a lot of reasons why a young man needs to take heed to God's word. And we certainly haven't exhausted them all here today in our short time together. But no matter why the psalmist singles out young people, let's rejoice in how clear and obvious and simple the solution is, and yet how urgent it is too. Take heed to God's word. This is the primary means by which God works in our lives and brings us to greater obedience and greater maturity of faith. So, in all of your studies here at RPTS, you're studying theology and you're studying languages and all kinds of different things, I want you to remember that nothing, nothing at all, can take the place of being in God's Word. And not just as a student of RPTS, but as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Not reading the Scriptures because you have an assignment to do or a paper to write, but reading the Scriptures because you are a disciple of Christ and you purposefully, consciously, daily sit at his feet and take heed to his word. That is a great need for all of us here. So we have speculated about why the psalmist singles out young men. Perhaps it's the temptation to spiritual apathy. Maybe it's the temptations of lust. Or perhaps it's the temptation to be contentious and prideful. But whatever the case may be, the prescription is very clear. And that's what I want you to take with you today and respond to today. Take heed to God's word. There is no substitute for this. Being deeply and consistently in God's word, remember that is how he renews our minds. And that is the primary means by which he makes us new creatures in Christ, builds our faith, and guards us from sin. Now, this is true at any age. If you're old or young, and I don't know how to hang numbers on that, you make the determination if you're old or young. But this is the pathway we should take, no matter what our age is, and for men and women. All right, this is the pathway that Scripture commends to us. But if you are a young man, especially a young man training for ministry, God would have you especially sit up and take notice of this point today. You have a great need to cleanse your way. You have that great need. And there is only one way to cleanse your way, and that is by taking heed to God's word. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you would give us strength to respond to your word and that you would indeed cleanse our ways. Thank you for your word, which is truth. It is powerful. And we know that by your Spirit, you work through your word to develop the faith that you have given to us. And that's our prayer this day, that you would give us the love for you, the joy, and the discipline to be in your word, seeking after you. Father, we thank you for Christ our Lord. Without him, we would be nowhere and nothing. And so we rejoice in him, thank you for his work, and pray that you would conform us to his image. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.